For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Monday, October the 7th, and Vera Massey is with us, University Extension. Every time Vera is on, we end up talking about something that just really piques my my imagination.
Yay!
I like it. Today we're going to talk about sleep.
Oh my goodness, sleep.
Is that right? Sleep?
Yes.
And I think it would be fair to say that most people don't get enough sleep, do they?
They don't. I mean, some people in the health field are saying this is one of our more serious issues we're going to be dealing with.
Besides obesity?
Yes, yes. You know, on average, adults get about 6.6 hours of sleep.
That's not enough, is it?
It's not enough. No. It's not enough. And we find that probably 7 to 9 hours is a range that most people do well in,
yeah,
and that is good for their health and well-being.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what's happened is because we can just be doing things all the time, we forget about the importance that sleep plays in our health and in our life.
I know it does, Vera. I know it does.
And what's unfortunate is that we don't plan for sleep. It's almost like sleep has become, well, if I have time, whatever's left, I'll sleep.
Mm.
You know?
No, I can't do that. Because I have to have my sleep. And people make fun of me because I'm not a night owl.
Mm-hmm.
But my sleep pattern varies from summer to winter with the daylight. In the summertime, I can stay up a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
But usually, by 9 o'clock or 9:30, I got to go to bed. And if I go to bed after that, if I stay up past that, I'm dead the next day.
Right. There are so many consequences, effects of not enough sleep.
Yeah.
Loss of productivity, overall performance. We see this in children and adults. Increased risk for accidents. I was just reading some research the other day that said, you know, when you're operating with less than the ideal amount of sleep, your risk for having an auto accident is tripled. And think about it, you know, your reflexes aren't as quick.
Mm-hmm.
You're more easily distracted. You know, we also have the impact it has on relationships in the work site and in our home settings, because when we are tired,
We're grumpy.
We tend to overreact to things. We may take things more personally because we're a little off balance when we don't get our rest.
If we're not getting the amount of rest that we need, we're running our body down, too, aren't we? The immune system goes down.
Oh, the immune system is greatly impacted by that loss of the rest that your body needs to repair. Every day, every night, it needs to be repairing. We also find that there's this cycle of the connection between stress and sleep. So when I'm more stressed, I get less sleep. When I get less sleep, I'm more stressed. And it just is a cycle that goes round and round and round.
So you got to reduce the stress to get better sleep. And
you got to have better sleep so you're less stressed.
Right. So how do you, let's say somebody listening right now, they're totally stressed out. They're not getting enough sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And they think that they have to run continuously and think they can get by with 5 hours of sleep a day, which you can't.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard some people say, oh, I can get by on 4 or 5 hours of sleep a day.
Well, I used to have to occasionally carpool with someone who said they did well on 4 to 5. And let me tell you, it was a ride that I will never forget. And I never rode with her again. No, because her driving was frightening to me.
And at one point, it is going to catch up with you.
It eventually, as most things do. So, you know, first and foremost is to have sort of just a talk with yourself about the, you know, the importance of sleep, and that you really need to try to determine what is it that your goal is. So let's say you're getting 5, and we've already said 7 to 9 is ideal. So thinking about how can you create your daily routine to make that sleep happen. So that means you're going to have to step back, and depending on what time of day you have to start your day. Let's say it needs to start at 6. You're going to have to back up to find what is the time of day that I have to go to sleep. Mm-hmm. You can't wait until 11:30 at night and then have to get up at 6
right.
and think you're going to get a good night's rest. You won't.
No, you won't.
So you've got to back up what it is when your days are going to start. And so that means, okay, maybe I am not on the computer until 10 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. Maybe I don't watch that last
hour of television.
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Maybe I turn off the cell phone and I don't have to keep checking messages continuously.
And that is a very critical thing. When we look at how we set up an environment for rest, there are things we need to do prior to that time that's ideal for us to go to bed. We want to not have any strenuous activity, probably at least 2 to 3 hours before, because strenuous activity kind of revs you up. Mm-hmm. You want to stop eating at least 2 to 3 hours before, particularly if it is higher fat, higher protein. We also want to think about, disconnecting from digital devices, as you've already said. Get off the computer. Shut the phone on mute, whatever it takes. Allow an hour to wind down. What we do is we stop doing something that's really engaging and then think we can go to sleep right away.
No, but the mind is still...
It's still
the mind is still revved up.
It is still revved up. You know, and then creating that environment for sleep, having a dark place, not having, televisions, animals... Those all can be disruptive to your sleep. Mm-hmm. And those are things each of us have to work through. Sound. I happen to sleep with somebody who makes a lot of sounds. So I have to wear earplugs because otherwise I don't rest well. You can do some things to help relax. Taking a hot shower or a hot bath is not the ideal. Warm is the key because hot really heats the body up.
Mm-hmm.
And
start the metabolism going.
Yeah.
So you want to, what I do a lot of times around 8 o'clock or 8:30, I'm ready to go to bed. I just start envisioning that wonderful, soft mattress that I'm going to lay in.
And I'll tell you what, mattress, you want a good mattress
too. Yeah. I got a foam top on it and it just, I feel like it's firm, but I'm sleeping on a cloud.
Yeah.
And it just, you get in bed, you go, oh.
You want to create that environment, and then once you do lie down, is to just sort of tune into your breathing.
Right. We're out of time, Vera.
Oh, it goes so fast.
I know. More information. How do they get in touch with you?
They can talk to me at the University Extension Center, 445-9792.
Talk about sleep. Okay. Tomorrow, Arrow Rock Heritage Craft Festival is our topic. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio, Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Sifun Ayung. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Something you'd like to hear, drop me an email, pepperpmissouri.edu. See you tomorrow.